Hi everyone, and welcome to the deals of the month in March, since it's already March.
Yay.
And first off, we wanted to thank you for your positive feedback and your positive response to our last few videos of February. They were really kind, and we're always trying to incorporate your feedback and your wishes for the following videos. And yeah, so keep the comments going. We're really grateful for everything.
Yeah, definitely very grateful. And as always, we just want to mention that these guitars that we have in the deals of the month are not any less of quality. They just have not found their player yet or their soulmate. So we're hoping to, you know, give them another highlight and show you what's so special about them.
And maybe this time around you find your perfect match. So enjoy the following video. So today's guitar is by Hugues Boivin, and I definitely had to ask my French colleague to pronounce that for me so I get it right. This guitar is by Hugues Boivin. It's a traditional guitar. He's a French luthier, known to be very precise, paying a lot of attention to detail, and actually started his career with building historical instruments such as lutes, romantic and baroque guitars. And yeah, this is a classical guitar, a traditional build, with a spruce top, Madagascar rosewood back and sides.
Oh,
and
looks beautiful.
It does, right? It has a bit of a reddish tone to it.
Yeah,
but I like that because it goes very well with a bit of a warmer toned spruce top. I like that visually.
Yeah.
And it has a 7-fan brace with a transverse bar right underneath the bridge.
Okay.
And apart from that, the measurements are, yeah, quite traditional as well. It's a 65cm scale, 51mm nut width, so perfectly in your comfort zone.
I'm glad.
And, yeah, I'm excited what you think of the sound. Because I think it's a little special.
Okay. Well, since it's a French luthier, I'm going to start with something French.
Oh, I'm excited.
That fits
so well. But yeah, it sounds very elegant. And that piece fit really well. And I think it really brings out the French tone and that tonal characteristics you typically hear in a French build.
Yeah, the very elegant sound. The
sophisticated.
Yeah, yes. The trebles that really sound sweet and pure.
Well balanced.
Yeah.
But the harmonics and the overtones are very complex.
Yeah.
So maybe let's continue and give our usual sound example.
Yes.
I think that last chord pretty much pointed down that complexity in the overtones and harmonics.
Yeah, yeah, I hear what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when playing the faster paced piece like the Canon in D, I also noticed that this guitar has a really quick response. So I don't have to use that much force for the tones to be able to come out.
And the basses are actually quite warm. They didn't seem to overpower.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's quite well balanced between
overall
the basses and the trebles.
Yeah, I think so too. So how do you feel about the neck?
Well, I feel really good about the neck, actually. It's quite flat. It goes more into the C-shape direction. It lays very well in my hands. And while playing, it didn't really cost me that much effort. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the 51 millimeter nut width is...
It's great for
very
me.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, it's
would be very comfortable for me too, yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. So if you're looking for a very elegant and sophisticated tone, or a beautiful French build, or some very luxurious Madagascar rosewood, this might be the guitar for you. Look at that. I love that backwork.
Yeah, me too.
Amazing. So if you're interested, just hit up our website, sickestguitars.com, or call our sales team if you like. So thank you for watching, and as always,
if you enjoyed this video, make sure to leave a like and subscribe, and then we'll see you at the next one.
Bye!